Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii and Boston, Massachusetts. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Welcome to The Good Life. I'm here with my co-host, Suzanne Maurer.
Aloha.
We're here to help unleash your God-given purpose. When did you find Christ? When will you find Christ? Lori Sanders is a hairdresser. She was born and raised in Ohio. Her parents divorced when she was 12 as one of six kids. She found Christ at age 23 when she moved to Hawaii before moving to Beverly Hills. Yes, when will you find Christ if you haven't yet done so? And can you recall that moment when you did find Christ, those of you who have, dear one? We pause at the beginning of our show to remind you the reason we have the Good Life program is just that, to lead you to Jesus, that you would come to know him as your personal Lord and Savior, even as Lori Sanders has. He who died on the cross for your sins, who loves you so much, he shed his precious blood on that cross to wash your sins away. He was buried, but 3 days later, he rose again from the grave, and the living Christ, who has touched Lori, will touch you today and draw you close to him. Lori Sanders lives in San Clemente with her husband and three kids and serves at Compass Bible Church. Lori, welcome to our show.
Thank you.
Lori, I mentioned in your introduction, born and raised in Ohio. Tell us more. Where in Ohio did you grow up?
Westerville.
What was it like growing up there? What do you remember?
It was really nice. It was a small town, and I was raised Catholic and went to a Catholic school and a Catholic church. It was tough, though, because we had five kids 1 year apart, and I was the fourth one. And then we had my youngest brother 8 years after the first five, so my parents were very young when they got married, and that was really tough having six kids. But we had a beautiful home, and we lived in a wonderful city. But my parents divorced when I was 12 years old, and that's when I kind of started having questions about my faith, because I kind of felt like we couldn't go to the same Catholic church that we had gone to growing up. And I ended up working for a family that were Southern Baptist, and they took me to church one day with them, and that really opened my eyes. I'd never been in any church other than a Catholic church, and I remember going, wow, that was really interesting, and I learned so much. Why did I not know all that, being brought up in the Catholic school and going to church every Sunday all my life? So it just, that was kind of the start of me kind of wondering, what else is out there? Am I in the right church? And
Lori, was your hometown a little bit like mine in Salem, Oregon? Was it like Mayberry RFD? Was it kind of a small town?
Yes, very much.
And who would you say was one of your most inspirational people growing up there?
The biggest influence on my life with God was my grandmother. She was just an amazing, she was Catholic, but lived across the street from her church, and she took in foster children and served in the soup kitchen, and she went to her church daily, and so spiritually, she was the biggest influence on my life. My mother also always put God first, even though their marriage fell apart. She and my father both still made sure that we went to church and you know, always professed that. But I just didn't feel like I had the relationship. Well, I didn't have the relationship that I did with Jesus until I turned 23.
Lori, what happened? How did you experience or grow into that? What happened to bring you into relationship with Christ?
Well, when I was about 19, I moved to Hawaii, and I felt like I kind of put God on the shelf there for a while. I wasn't very happy at the time with myself. I wanted to be married. I wanted to be established in my job, and I guess I was seeking all the worldly things that I thought I would start to have. And I started working at a hair salon over there, and I did very well, and I got into relationships with two guys in particular that kind of took me down the wrong path. And we started partying, and it was just kind of a weekend thing until I realized that it was starting to become like my form of escape from my unhappiness. And so I got on my knees one day. I had bought a condo with my boyfriend. I was living with him, and we were partying, and I went, I am not happy. This is not how I was raised, and this is not where I want to be. And so one night I got on my knees, and I started praying, God, please show me the truth and help me to just find that peace and that happiness and that relationship with you, because I felt like if I was to die, that God would say, depart from me, I never knew you at that point. So I remember it was just after just surrendering that night that Suzanne started coming into me as a client. And I remember she came in with her Bible. And I went, wow, is this your answer, Lord? Because she would just start talking to me about the Lord. And she asked me about my faith. And, you know, I kind of defended it at the time because I felt like, well, I'm real Catholic. Yes, I'm already a Christian. But I knew in my heart that she was what I'd been praying for God to send me the answer. So even though I kind of tried to defend it, I would go home, and every time I would see her, I would just think about what she said that day. And then one time she came in, and she invited me to go to church with her. And God was working all around, surrounding me. My neighbor next door that moved in was a pastor of a church. So God had me covered on that side. And then Suzanne came to pick me up to go to church this one night. And I remember that the pastor, I felt like I was the only one in there because he was telling his story, his testimony, which was so much like mine that I felt like I was the only person in the room. And that night, I surrendered my life. And when I went home, my boyfriend was there doing drugs, partying with friends, and saying, oh, come join us. And I said, no, thank you. I went upstairs, and I couldn't wait to read my Bible every day when I came home from work. But I remember within a week or two, I told Suzanne, I can't be living together anymore. I need to change my situation. And it was just amazing how God kept opening the door and pruning everything off out of my life that he wanted to change. And I was so worried about how do I do this all. And Suzanne was such a wonderful friend and spiritual mother to me. She just said, Lori, just lay this before God, and he'll take care of all of it. And it was just amazing how one thing after another fell into place. I was able to buy my boyfriend out of the house, and I was able to maintain it with wonderful roommates that God brought to share my mortgage with me. We ended up holding Bible studies in our house And I remember the very first time we held one, we had to have Suzanne and her husband come, and because everyone just, it overflowed onto the back patio and the front patio.
Lori, I want to just interject with two things for our listeners, though, real quickly. In July of that year, a UH cheerleader, Kathleen Bimel, had things had gone horribly wrong coming out of a pyramid in just a practice, and she landed on her neck, and her third vertebrae was crushed under her fourth, and she was paralyzed from the chest down. And so when she was in the rehab hospital, remember, honey, I asked if you'd be willing to come with me and do her hair and help out?
Yes.
And it turned out that they shared the same birthday, not the same year, but the same birthday. And that had a real impact on both of us. And then, and is it October 13th, honey?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And then on November 1st of that year, by God's miraculous grace, she walked out of the rehab hospital with the use of a walker. And they had told us she would never walk again. So it was an absolute true miracle. And that had a real impact on you. And then I want to share, too, that I was getting ready to go on a trip at Christmas time, and you asked me, you said, that's when you said you don't really agree with my living with my boyfriend. And do you remember, I give God the credit for this. I didn't answer. I said, well, while I'm gone, you do a word study on the word fornication for me, and then we'll talk about it when I get back. Go ahead.
So, Suzanne just dropped a very serious word there, and that's perfect for our break, because now you need to stay when we come back. Suzanne Maurer and Lori Sanders, maybe we'll talk a little bit about fornication, particularly in relation to a season in life and what God was doing in the process of working some things in and through the life of Lori Sanders, as the Lord needs to work in all of our lives, in my life certainly,
and
in
mine,
your life, dear one. Sometimes we have to talk about subjects that are very pivotal. Sometimes we need more understanding. Sometimes we need to study the Word a bit more to gain that understanding. And the Spirit of God in the process begins to open our minds, open our hearts. Stay with us now. We'll be back with more from Lori Sanders.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home. Afraid that you will not be found, it won't be long before your sun goes down. Just leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Palimomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042. 484-2042.
There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed fixing to keep it going a long time, so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ Is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter, or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Well, before our break, Suzanne Maurer had, in a moment of reflection, was talking with our featured guest today, Lori Sanders, about a word study that she encouraged Lori to do back in a few years ago as they were interacting with each other. And as the Lord, the Holy Spirit, was working in and through their lives, I'm Danny Yamashiro here, the Good Life Radio Show. It's a blessing to have you with us today. Thank you for joining us. If you're tuning in right now, you might have heard maybe the tail end of the last segment or just tuned in. You can get this program in its entirety at thegoodlifehawaii.com, a free podcast available for you. That and other resources. Now, Suzanne, the word study, what was it about, why, and what happened?
Well, Lori had mentioned she didn't think I approved of her living arrangement. And instead of saying, that's true, I really don't, I challenged her to do a word study on the word fornication while I was gone. And when I came home, I'm not sure if it was 2 or 3 weeks later, Lori, honey, tell them you had bought Paul out, you had moved, or just fill them in a little bit about that word study.
Yeah, I knew she was going away. I was kind of nervous about it because every day I was bombarding her with questions because I was studying the word every single night. I couldn't wait to get home and just dive into the Bible, but I came up with as many questions. So I remember she was going away, and I just knew that my living situation had to change. And it was really interesting because, like I said, God started doing amazing things. Like my boss's husband, out of the blue, came up to me in the salon, and he had just become a new Christian that year too. And he said, I just want you to know, if you ever need any help financially, anything at all, just ask. And I go, that's interesting you should ask. I'm not one to ever borrow money, but I'm breaking up with my boyfriend and I'm buying him out. And we both worked at the salon together. I said, I'm going to be buying him out. We've come to an agreement on what price. We both agreed on how much I needed to come up with, but I didn't have any money in the bank, hardly, to buy. And it was amazing. I needed $10,000, and between my boss and some money that I quickly gathered together and saved up, and he was willing to wait on a couple thousand, it all came together, and I was able to buy him out. And I think by the time Suzanne came back, I said, you're not going to believe this.
And I almost couldn't.
But the neatest thing was then I go, what about roommates? How am I going to afford this mortgage by myself? And Suzanne said, God will provide. Mm-hmm. And not only did he provide me with roommates, but one little girl was from California. She also was a hairdresser that started working at our salon. We became best friends right away. And she was Catholic as well. So I started sharing with her, and she started coming to church with Suzanne and I. And then she just fell quickly and just became born again and was amazing and so much fun. And Suzanne had asked both of us as new young believers if we would go to a Young Life camp where we would be leaders. And we both looked at each other and go, but we don't know that much yet. And she goes, God will provide you with all the answers. And I just remember going, that was our first retreat where we were kind of shadowing these younger girls. And God was amazing. He didn't give us any questions too hard that we couldn't handle. And there were some funny things that happened there. I know Karen was really worried because we were camping out and she could not get up in the morning. She was just a hard sleeper. And she told Suzanne, I'm just so worried because I don't have an alarm clock and I don't know how I'm going to get up. She goes, well, tell God before you go to bed what time you need to get up and just trust him. And Karen was just so excited in the morning to tell Suzanne that exactly at 6 a.m. a dog started barking and wouldn't let her stay asleep.
Lori, remember our Volkswagen van? We used to load it up on Sunday nights and we'd start in Hawaii Kai, and we really didn't know how many stops we'd be making. And Danny, we were going to Ralph Moore's Hope Chapel over in Kaneohe every Sunday evening, and Ralph had such an impact on all of the young people. But we really stuffed that van, didn't we, honey?
We did. And Danny, like I said, like God was even my next door neighbor, I said, was a pastor. And I remember I was young, I was 23, and I remember his beautiful wife coming over to me one day and ever so kindly saying, you know, Lori, God expects you to dress in a certain way because you don't want to cause someone else to stumble. And I was like, wow, she's right. But do I have to dress like really frumpy now too? And I remember just battling that. And I think young kids today have that are Christians have to really think about that. You know, I know they're out there trying to meet somebody, but the way the kids are dressing nowadays, it really does cause probably a lot of guys to stumble.
How did you process that yourself?
I knew she was right. I didn't think, of course, I think it would look pretty conservative to the way the girls are dressing on the beaches today. Mm-hmm. But I understood what she was saying, that, you know, you don't want to wear, be too revealing, and, you know, you just want to carry yourself in a way that would honor God. And I really appreciated her saying that. And anytime anyone told me anything, I never took it bad. I always took it to the Lord and said, they're right, Lord. Now help me help me understand it really deeply and to the fullest, and help me to, you know, I just wanted to be a better Christian. So God just pruned things.
I'm struck by that. I'm struck by your open heart, your teachable spirit, your attitude, your hunger for the word. Where did that come from, Lori?
You know, when I was young, I always did love the Lord, and I remember just getting on my knees and praying. I never wanted to miss church. But I did not have the personal relationship that I had with God till I actually opened the Word. Mm-hmm. I think being raised Catholic, the one thing that we're not really taught to do is read the Bible.
But until, did your grandmother, honey?
Yes, my grandmother did, though. I remember spending the night, I stayed over at her house all the time, and she would hand me a Bible to read in bed, but she read one that was a little harder to read. I don't
remember.
King
James.
I was so young then, but it said it wasn't an easy.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't so easy to read.
Then, Lori, how did you end up getting to Los Angeles and meeting your wonderful, wonderful Kent?
Well, after I'd been in Hawaii and I felt like I wanted to get married, and I didn't want to get stuck over there because I still had a lot of family over here. I kind of came over here for a six-week training course. This was a cute story because I still had a lot of questions as I'm studying the Bible. I wondered about Jews that are, When I came to Beverly Hills, I saw all these Jewish people. I was surrounded with Orthodox ones and all the different types. And I went, okay, God, help me understand how these Jews get saved, where they are in your plan, too. And do any of them come to know Christ? And so I was looking for a place to stay for 6 weeks because I was taking a training course in Beverly Hills. So I went to church, and on the bulletin board, there was a little note where a gal wanted a roommate. I didn't know how old she was or what she was looking for. But I thought, you know what, if she hasn't found someone yet, maybe she'll let me throw a futon in the bedroom for 6 weeks. I'm only here for 6 weeks. And so I called this gal, and she said, now, before you say anything else, I need to tell you, I only need someone for 6 weeks. And I mean, she told me that. So I said, well, it must be me that is supposed to be your roommate, because that's all I need is 6 weeks. So I met her. She was my age. She was a little Jewish gal who was born again. And she taught me a lot about the Bible as we spent 6 weeks together. And so God showed me, too. I met so many Jewish people in Beverly Hills that were also born-again Christians.
What did you learn, Lori? What can you recall, one or two things that you remember learning from
her?
Well,
one thing that was confusing to me is I felt like I saw these really religious Orthodox Jews that would walk on the weekend to temple, and they seemed so spiritual. And I thought, wow, Lord, they've probably led a holier life than me, and yet they're not going to be saved unless they know you as their Savior, and they don't know you. So I remember not quite understanding how I made it into the kingdom because I accepted, and how these people were not going to make it in, and yet I thought that they looked holier than me. So God just kind of showed me in studying the Old Testament a lot about the Jews and how he came first for them and then the Gentile, and that there were many Jewish people that do accept him as their Savior. So it took me, and then also being in my business, I also was around a lot of gays, mm-hmm. and that was another thing that I needed to really dive into and study and understand God's what God had to say about that. So I was kind of thrown into two of the areas that I needed to really understand more, and God showed me that living up there. I came to find a lot of people that were living that lifestyle that wanted to repent of that, and they wanted to find the Lord. And so it just showed me that, you know what, we can all be lost out there, and God is waiting there, and a lot of people do find their way back, and they find him.
Lori, when we come back, let's talk about, I maybe get a little sense of it, maybe more than a little sense of it, but I do want to ask a question more specifically in this particular period of your life right now as we speak, you, Suzanne, myself, about your passion. What are you most passionate about? When we come back, let's talk about that. You know, passion is one of those things, dear friend, as we're listening to Lori Sanders today. God gives it to us, passion, as a gift. It has a motivational quality to it. It's some intrinsic grace that the Lord gives to keep us focused. It's something in life that if we lack that, there probably will be a sense of maybe at some point a certain level of purposelessness, and we begin to wonder, passion, how important is passion? We'll talk more about passion with Lori Sanders in a moment now. Stay with us, okay? We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Have you heard the stories on the Good Life Hawaii radio show with Danny Amashiro and his guests?
Yup. I listen to Danny's show every day. Those testimonies inspire me in my life at work, with my family, and in my relationship with God.
Did you ever visit thegoodlifehawaii.com? There's all kinds of resources there. Danny Amashiro has interviewed hundreds of guests on subjects like parenting, business, relationships, depression, overcoming addiction, hope, and so much more.
As a matter of fact, I have. Did you know there are videos where Danny prays for your family, your finances, even a video I've used to help lead my friends to Christ?
Wow. And I hear Danny is offering special opportunities and benefits for his Good Life Partnership Club members.
Yep. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and remember to connect with Danny on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter, too. That's Danny Yamashiro.
I'm going to visit thegoodlifehawaii.com today.
A healthy smile can make all the difference, but where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Wahiawa. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Wahiawa, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out. Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created.
In times of economic challenge, opportunities arise. All we need is someone to say, "I believe in you." Michael Beasley, a senior executive of Kaiani Team Aloha, has seen Kaiani products improve the quality of people's lives. Michael Beasley says Kaiani's mission is to empower people globally to experience better health, wealth, and a lot of fun. Contact Michael Beasley at 277-9528. Live outside the 9-to-5 workday. Become the CEO of your own business while Kaiani handles the details. That's Michael Beasley at 277-9528. 277-9528. Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. There are times when injuries take place. In some cases, surgical care is necessary. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi with offices at both Palimomi and Kuakini. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi at 484-2042, 484-2042.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
So what would you say if I asked you the question, what are you most passionate about? What would you say? It's a question where, when you think about it, it could reveal a lot about you, and sort of a diagnostic question, that is, and then where you're headed and where you're going because of the interests that it reveals. Those questions are things that I think we should ask ourselves from time to time. You're listening to The Good Life Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro with Suzanne Maurer, my co-host, and our guest, Lori Sanders, joining us from San Clemente, California. Lori, before our break, we did ask, we brought that up about passion. What are you most passionate about?
Well, I've tried to be bolder now in my walk and in my witnessing. So in my job, I'm a hairdresser. I have a lot of people that I spend a lot of time with. So a lot of times we get to, I get to share about the Lord and help lead people to Christ. So I'm most passionate about being any place, anywhere, anytime for Jesus. And I love teaching the little ones at church. I've taught Awanas for our church for many years, and then I started working with the second graders, and I just love teaching them. I've seen many of them grow up into teenagers now, and they're serving in the church in some way. So my passion is to try to know God's word even better and understand it and you know, use it when I'm working with people in my job. And I hope that one day when we do retire that my husband and I can go back to doing missionary trips. He did a lot of missionary trips before I married him, and that's kind of my passion too.
So. Lori, we want amen to all of that. But also, I'd like to have you share, was Kathy living with you then when you bought out your roommate?
Who's Kathy?
Excuse me, thank you. Your sister Kathy?
No.
Okay, but didn't she come and live with you or no?
We lived together before that, but okay. No.
But your whole, you have five siblings. Now, Chuck, I think, probably already knew the Lord through his church. But the other four just kind of went down like dominoes with your example and your sharing. Can you share a little bit about that? And then we want to know about Kent.
Well, Suzanne had a huge impact on all my family. So it was amazing because when I came to the Lord and we started those Bible studies, out of my house, Suzanne and Roland, her husband, came to help lead those, as well as the pastor from our church. I remember my brother came, mm-hmm. and he was moving to California. So before he left, he came to know the Lord, and he was looking for a good church over here, and Suzanne got him plugged into some good churches here as well. But yeah, all my siblings are walking with the Lord now, and it's amazing to see. And then my kids, that was my next ministry, of course, was my family. And God was so faithful because I was so worried bringing up three boys the way the world is today. I said, Lord, please. I just started praying for them from the time they were born. And it's just amazing to see. Suzanne got to see my oldest son before he went off into the Air Force.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just so happy to hear that God was so faithful in providing him with a sergeant who carries his Bible in his right pocket and just professes his faith openly. And my son just would write home in the letters about him. And he says, I'm reading my Bible every night, Mom, and I'm not going to stop till I've read the whole thing. And my kids were raised knowing the Lord, but when you send them away from home, when they're moving away, you just don't want them to put God on the shelf. So I was anxious to see, you know, what he would do with his faith when he went into the Air Force. And he's trying to become an usher at his church on the weekends, and it's just, I just praise God every day because that is God being faithful. I just prayed and prayed from the time they were young, and it's amazing to see that all three of my boys love the Lord.
And you see, that's another thing you are passionate about, Lori, is prayer. I mean, we're emailing or on the phone with each other with prayer requests all the time, and the Lord has been so faithful in answering the prayers, but you are surely a prayer warrior.
Yes, and you know, people sometimes say, well, I guess all I can do is pray. And I say, no, not all you can do. That's the best thing you can do. Mm-hmm. That should be first.
How did you meet your husband, Kent?
Well, I was up in Beverly Hills, and there weren't a lot of Christians around me, and I kept going, Lord, I know you opened the door for me to come up here, but I don't find a lot of Christian guys that are eligible to marry up here. So I go, I'm kind of giving up here, because I had dated a couple guys that said they were Christians, but I found out that they weren't, and so I just finally gave up and thought, well, that's okay, Lord. All I need is you. And I think that's when God finally said, now you got it. Now you're ready for me to bring your husband. I think God needed me to realize that really all I need is him. And then he brought my spouse. And he was a dentist in San Clemente. And I think I met him through a mutual friend. And he had a sister that came up to get her hair done with me in Beverly Hills for her wedding. And then the same week she broke two crowns and had to go down to see him. Mm. And she let him know that she had seen me and that I was available. And he came in for a haircut. So I was just so scared because I didn't want anybody who wasn't sold out for the Lord. So I just kept cutting his hair for about 6 months before I agreed to go out with him. And as soon as we started dating, I realized that's who God had put in my path.
I can only imagine, Kent, every month after his haircut, just maybe part of his prayer was, Lord, help my hair to grow faster so I can get back in there and see her again.
Best haircuts he ever had, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Well, what lessons? Oh, go ahead. You were going to say something.
No. God is good, though. Yeah. God is good.
What lessons has the Lord taught you and Kent about parenting through your three boys?
About parenting, I would say be consistent and really teach your children about the Lord. And we always went to church, we went to Bible studies, but it wasn't a dragging them to church kind of thing. It was, we are privileged to be able to go to church. And we would read the Bible as a family at home. They would see movies. We just tried to work God into every aspect of our life. So it just permeated them. And they learned that it is the truth. And I think they realized when they had hard times in their life, they would say, Mom, please pray for me. Pray for me. If they messed up, they knew they needed to go to the Lord. If they were stressed about something, they knew they needed to go to the Lord. So it was really neat seeing that if you're faithful to, like the Bible says, bring them up in the way that they should go, and if they depart, they will come back. And thank God my kids didn't give me a hard time as teenagers, or they haven't given us a hard time at all, and they love the Lord. But, you know, I know their faith will be put to the test at times in their lives.
How has the Lord helped you, Lori, through difficult times?
How has the Lord helped me?
Yes.
Oh, he showed me how he's faithful, that he's always there. And he's also shown me that sometimes he allows us to go through things to grow us.
Lori, let's come back to that. Perhaps you could share a little bit more, and then Suzanne and I, we could perhaps elaborate a little bit further, even from our own experiences with you as well. Difficult times. Dear friend, as you listen today, as you listen to Lori, Suzanne and I interact, sharing, and you're with us, how have you gone through your difficult moments? Maybe today is a difficult moment for you. Maybe you got up today and got blindsided with some news that you didn't even expect. I mean, it takes you by surprise. You're shocked. Maybe still echoing in a void of shock, even at this time. Well, could it be that at such a time as this, the Lord in all his grace, since Lori Sanders joining us today from San Clemente, California, but here in this broadcast, in God's timeliness, perfect timing, to share a heart-to-heart message with you. A message of compassion, yes. A message of love, certainly. But perhaps even a message of encouragement and direction. More with Lori Sanders when we come back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky, leave it to me, I leave.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro,
Many people tell me how the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcast with friends and family from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Mahalo to Wahiwa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahawai of Properties International Limited, Chenanen Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, LNS Marine Services Consultants, Arsina Kailihiva of Purium, and orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
I don't know if there's actually anyone who doesn't face moments of difficulty in their lives. The thing is, however, that we don't always talk about it, and certain things, of course, you don't hang the dirty laundry out for everyone to see. No, I understand that. But from time to time, there are things we need to face up to. And in sharing our own experiences, it does build a bridge of hope for someone else who may be going through something very similar, or maybe on a broader scale, something that they can relate with, simply because it's difficult, simply because it's painful, simply because we can share in our hurts. The scripture talks about bearing one another's burdens. Perhaps this is one of those ways to do it. Danny Yamashiro here with Suzanne Maurer and our guest today, Lori Sanders from San Clemente, California. You're listening to the Good Life Radio program. You can find out more about our show, get this program in its entirety, when you listen to it, this free podcast at thegoodlifehawaii.com, remember to share it with a family member or friend. Lori Sanders, how has the Lord helped you through difficult times?
Well, I think when I don't understand something or I don't have control of any situation, I've learned that you have to give it to God. Mm-hmm. There were times, I think all of us in our marriages have times where it's difficult. I know when we got married, I was 33 and my husband was 40, and we thought we better jump on having a family right away. And we planned on two and we had three.
And praise we were the both, Lord.
And we were both working, and I don't think anybody's needs get met when your kids are younger and you're juggling jobs and pleasing your husband and taking care of the house. And, you know, I think a lot of women probably lose themselves a little bit in those early years. And I always wish we had met when we were younger so we'd have more time of just being together, but we didn't have that. We jumped right into being married and into having a family. So God was so good to me through those years because he just sustained me. I could go to bed and just pour out my heart to him, and I saw God take me through many phases where there was no time for myself at all, to where, okay, these kids are getting a little bit easier. Okay, there's a little more time for us. And so I just found that everybody's going to go through hard times, and we're going to have things that come into our lives that are out of our control. I come from a big family, and my husband has a family. So besides your own family, you have extended family going through situations too, that we had to give a lot of those things to the Lord. And we saw God work through problems in our marriage, with our children, with our extended family, that I really don't know how you can do it without God.
You know, Lori, having the joy of being a part of your family, one of the things I wanted to share is the incredible example that your mother gave to all six of you kids, even as a single parent, because, Danny, they are six of the closest siblings I've ever seen. And in getting through difficult times, one of the things Lori's blessed with is she has no hesitation to reach out for help. She'll call me, she'll call her siblings, she'll get counseling, she'll go to the church. So you're not one to wallow in a pity party for a second, honey. If things aren't going your way, you reach out for help. You also give help. But I love the example that all six of you were given of love in a family, support from a family, and now you're doing that with your three. Our listeners will be blessed knowing that.
Oh, yes. I don't know how you can raise a family without God. I mean, it would be, it'd be really difficult.
What did what did your mother do, as Suzanne alluded to, in raising you up to be so close as you are?
Mm-hmm. Well, like I said, my grandmother was not just an amazing example of someone who loved the Lord. I mean, she took in foster children and worked in the soup kitchens, and she would give away. She always had a sock full of money just to give away to people, and she just showed how God will provide if you do what God has called you to do, and that's to love everybody, love your neighbor, and to share the Lord with everyone. So my mother was raised that way, and my grandmother always kept her kids really close, and my mother did the same. She trusted in God, and she always told us that, you know, we needed to be a close family and depend on each other. And we got six kids with kind of strong personalities, and we're all a little bit different, but definitely even all the spouses that they've married, we're just a bigger family now. So I give credit to God and to my mother for instilling that in us.
Well, it makes that you're all strong and have strong personalities, that makes the closeness all the more somewhat of a marvel, because typically one might think that those things would cause certain relational clashes, and as a result of that, connected to it, you know, hardships, hard feelings and resentment.
It was not always easy, because we didn't all come to the Lord at the same time. So when some of my siblings were lost, even after I had come to the Lord, it took a lot of grace to be patient and a lot of prayer to see them finally come to the Lord. But when people aren't walking with the Lord, you don't always see a pretty side of them. Mm. But I am so thankful to God that all of them are born again now, and it makes our personalities get along much better with each mm-hmm. other now.
Mm-hmm. There's a smoothing of the rough edges, right?
Yes, and you realize that the differences are really great because we all balance each other. But, boy, like you said, once they came to the Lord, the rough edges were smoothed away.
The marvel of the presence of the indwelling Holy Spirit in our lives. Now, what is your favorite scripture verse, Lori?
Well, my first one I will never forget was, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Mm. Because I just had to cling to that when I first came to the Lord. So to this day, that's still, I told my son that the other day because he's about to go off into SEER training for the Air Force.
Wow.
And he doesn't know what he's going to go through. And I said, just keep repeating your favorite verses over and over. And one of my favorites is, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me.
Mm. Memorizing the word, learning the word, meditating on the word, that has been one of the underlying themes, I think, of this program today, Suzanne, with Lori, but also Grandma. You mentioned Grandma a number of times, and I'm thinking about her spiritual legacy, how she brought your mom up, and how now through you, your whole family, and I'm just imagining.
Yes, I used to say, oh, when I get these three kids raised, but you know what? There is such an important role for grandparents.
Yes, thank you, and it's such a joy.
You're not done when you raise your kids.
The children, the grandchildren, the great-grandchildren, and so on.
Yeah.
That's a spiritual legacy for Christ. And a parting shot, Lori, someone today facing a challenging moment. We've got about a minute left. What would you say?
Oh, say that again?
What would you say to someone right now who's going through a really rough time?
I would say find a really, really good church. And I would say open your Bible. And even if you read 10 minutes every night, you've got to stay in the Word daily.
Mm-hmm.
And I told my son that as he left, and he goes, oh, Mom, I do more than 10 minutes. I read a chapter a night, and I have seen a change in him, because that is a letter that was written to all of us 2,000 years ago. And if we don't open it and read it ourselves, that is God's living, breathing word. And the reason it's alive is it speaks to us where we are at in our life and to what situation we're in. And God will make sure that he gives you what you need. But you need to open it and read it.
A word of encouragement from Lori Sanders. I hope, dear one, that you've been touched even as we have today in this very candid time of sharing. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com. You can find out more about this program and hear Lori and this program in its entirety. You know, there's no better time than right now to share the love of Jesus with someone near you. Lori has lived that. Suzanne says she can just think of hundreds who have come to Christ through Lori. And if you haven't done so, this is the perfect moment for you to open your heart to Jesus Christ. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com. Click Get to Know Jesus. I've got a special presentation for you there. 1 Peter 2 verse 2, like newborn babes, crave pure spiritual milk so that by it you may grow up in your salvation. It's always a blessing to be with you. A special thank you to Lori Sanders. Until next time, along with my technical producer, Chaz Ontai, guest coordinator, Jamie Lee Kwai, web designer, Arlen Nagata, and co-host, Suzanne Maurer, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org. And may God richly bless you with The Good Life.